You're listening to SBS News.
With just 2 weeks to go until the UK's snap general election, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ramped up his campaign at a hospital in Cornwall, where he vowed to boost nursing numbers if re-elected. But nurses already struggling to serve under the crushing weight of the country's underfunded and underpaid National Health Service weren't afraid to ask him for more.
I think some of us wanted to know about
We will. About the bursary. You'll be thinking about bringing that back in. Because I really shouldn't, and I'm really struggling at the moment. We're bringing back the £5,000 bursary.
And the tuition fees, that's a bit of sort of snookering me right now.
Okay. We're definitely bringing back the bursary.
But no tuition fees. I have to check that.
Questions about Mr. Johnson's future plans for the NHS were also fired by the opposition. Speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn revealed 451 pages of leaked official documents, which he said showed the NHS is up for sale as part of trade talks with the United States.
These reports cover six rounds of talks running from July 2017 until just a few months ago. The meetings took place in both Washington, D.C. and London. The six rounds should be taken as one ongoing negotiation. We're talking here about secret talks for a deal with Donald Trump after Brexit, a deal that will shape our country's future.
Mr. Corbyn said the documents included plans to lengthen patents for American drug companies.
The US and the UK have already finished initial discussion on lengthening patents for medicines. Longer patents can mean only one thing: more expensive drugs. Lives will be put at risk as a result of this.
But the Prime Minister rejected the claims and labelled the accusations total nonsense.
We are absolutely resolved that there will be no sale of the NHS, no privatisation. The NHS is not on the table in any way.
Not drug patents?
In no way. The NHS is in no way on the table, in no aspect whatever. And this, as I say, is continually brought up by the Labour Party as a diversionary tactic.
Mr. Johnson said he could give an absolute cast-iron guarantee the NHS would not be on the table. It's now up to Britain's voters to decide if they believe him when they head to the polls on December 12. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.